Good morning. Welcome to the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We continue a focus on a God who hears me. We've been looking all week and talking and praying about this God that listens, who hears. And today we're going to talk specifically about a God who hears my thoughts. And a lot of parallels and overlap from yesterday when we talked about a God who hears our words. Sometimes that's a comforting thing, and sometimes not so much. In Psalm 55, verses 1 and 2, we read, "Listen to my prayer, O God. Do not ignore my plea. Hear me and answer me. My thoughts trouble me, and I am distraught." When our thoughts are troubling, when we're in distress, when we're crying out to God and our words don't seem to form, it ought to be a comfort to us to know that God hears our thoughts. The Bible teaches that the Spirit intercedes on our behalf, that goes to God to, in a sense, translate when our groanings replace our words because we're not even sure what to say. You see, we can be assured that this God that we serve, this God that we love, this God that loves us can hear our very thoughts. The downside, just as it is with our words, this God that we serve, this God that we love, this God that loves us, can't hear our very thoughts. Nothing is hidden from Him. We talked about that a little bit last week in this ever-present God. And our thoughts are not hidden from God. It's one of the reasons why we're told in Scripture to take every thought captive, making it obedient to Christ. But in the context of the Scripture out of Psalms, and in the context of this God who hears, it ought to be our desire that our thoughts continually are being worked on by us and worked on by the Spirit of God within us. I think it's one of the reasons that David would cry out at times, and we read in Psalms, to purify my heart, to purify my thoughts, to request that there be no wickedness found in him. I don't think he's just talking about his actions. David realized that it's that thought process that begins the actions that come later. And sometimes it's that thought process that continues long after the actions have been dealt with and rejected from our life. The sin that Paul describes, a sin that so easily entangles us, I think about a sin that so easily haunts us. I don't know if that's exactly what he's getting at, or whether he's, in context, I think he's more talking about a sin that we just can't seem to shake, but sometimes that's true not simply from our actions, but it's true from our mind. So we need God's help to cleanse our mind, not just from future thoughts, but from thoughts that don't seem to want to leave. You see, we have a God who hears our thoughts, that we cry out to Him in distress, and in our distress, our words just don't feel adequate. We may not even know the words that we need. We may be too fearful to express them to God. We may be unsure of how to express them. And in those times, in those moments, in those days and weeks and months, knowing that we have a God who hears, not just hears our words, but hears the heart of our words. We can say things with the exact same words and mean things that are completely different. And I suspect we've all had experiences of being misunderstood, having our words misinterpreted, or the thoughts behind them were one thing, and someone took them in a way that, well, did not turn out well. We've probably experienced that from both sides, as being the one who was misunderstood and being the one that misunderstood others. We can't hear the thoughts of others like God can. And we sometimes think and even laugh about to listen to what I meant, not to what I said. And what an incredible knowledge and comfort that God listens to both. As we spend time praying today, I would encourage you to consider your thoughts. Not just the thoughts that run through your mind when you pray, although that's kind of the context of what we're talking about, but all of your thoughts. Are there times and places and settings that, well, you would just assume God didn't hear your thoughts when you're there? Perhaps those times and places and settings need to change then. Are there times and settings and places that tend to draw your thoughts into more appropriate thinking? Thoughts that would honor God more. Then perhaps you need to protect those times, those settings, those places. But I would also encourage you as we pray today to consider God's knowledge of the things that you can't say. God's knowledge of the things that you can't say well. God's knowledge of the things that, well, they sound jumbled up to you. Live with a greater comfort of being able to cry out to God and know that this God not only hears your words, but He hears your thoughts. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. You hear our words, You hear our thoughts, You hear everything about us, and You still love us. God, today may we examine our thoughts. May You help us to see that Your Spirit would reveal any wicked ways. Not simply in our actions, those tend to be a little more obvious, but that You would reveal to us the wicked ways in our thoughts. That Your Spirit and Your presence within us would help us to have the courage to deal with those, to take those thoughts captive, knowing that You hear our thoughts, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But Father, as we spend time throughout our life, throughout our day, crying out to You in times where we're not even sure what to say, and yet we cry out because You're the only one that we can turn to. May we take great joy, great comfort in knowing that You hear our thoughts, even when we don't know what to say. And that Your Spirit intercedes on our behalf, that translates those very thoughts into meaningful conversation with You. Thank You for being a God that cares enough to hear not simply what we say, but what we mean. And God, today as we pray, may we be more observant, more aware of how exhibiting these characteristics of yours would change our interactions with others. May we slow down enough to be mindful of what others really mean. May we be patient and understanding and forgiving when our words are misunderstood, when the thoughts behind them get lost. May the knowledge that they've not been lost on you help us to grow in expressing ourselves to others, to grow in expressing ourselves to you. God, today, may our life reflect Jesus as one who lived life so often misunderstood. But so often in constant communication with you. Consistently drawing away from the crowds, from the busyness of life, from the distractions, to simply spend time with full confidence that he was heard. Not just heard when he was able to draw away and in the lonely places to spend time with you, but heard every moment that he walked this earth, every moment that he's existed. And Father, may our relationship with Jesus help us to live with that same confidence, knowing that your ear is turned towards us, your eyes are upon us. And you hear the thoughts of our heart that are too deep, too painful, too difficult to put voice to. Father, may we gaze into the eyes and onto the faces of people today with the intent to listen beyond what's spoken, with the intent to not only hear the cries of their heart, but to direct their cries to you with the confidence that you hear their thoughts just as you hear my thoughts. And Father, today as we go about life, may we represent Jesus well as we lift him up so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.